Welcome everyone, and thank you for worshiping with us today online. We are praying and hoping that in the very near future we would be in our place of worship and share together as a family. As a matter of fact, I am in the place of worship. It's just that you are not here with us today. But from the looks of things, we might be able to be together very soon. If you are joining us for the very first time, I want to say a very special welcome to you. And I trust that you find this time relevant to you and to your family. We are in a series entitled Stuff Happens. Stuff that we did not expect to happen, like the coronavirus. And that puts a damper on everything and alter our lifestyle. Have you ever been in a situation other than the coronavirus where something happened to you and you had no clue that it was coming your way? Did that mess things up for you? Did you get mad? Did you get angry? Were you unkind to your spouse or to your family? Were you unkind to your neighbor, to people in the store? Were you unkind to your boss as a result of what has happened? Or were others unkind to you because of what has happened? Today our focus is going to be on kindness. I looked up the word kindness, and this is what Mr. Webster had to say, and the words that he used are as follows: sympathetic, friendly, gentle, he says benevolent, kind-hearted, gracious, agreeable, and pleasant. I wonder where we stand as we think of these words, or the words of kindness and the definitions. Let's look at a few verses of scripture before we go on to talk further about kindness. And it's in the book of Colossians chapter 3. And if you are home and looking into your Bible, I'll give you just a minute or so to find it. But Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. And it reads as follows. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy, dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And overall, these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. As we focus on kindness, I would like for us to think first of all of God's kindness. John 3:16, one of the most popular verses in the Bible and one of the first verses that we memorized growing up within the body. And it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." God gave us his Son. That's kindness. And we will never fully understand all of this and why God would want to do such a thing for us. God just didn't say he loved us, but he acted on his love by giving us his Son, his most prized possession. When our love for someone is accompanied by an act of kindness or a gift of some kind, it shows the extent we are willing to go to continue to show how much we love. You remember that before you got married and you were dating each other, you did not say to the person that I love you, but you also accompanied that love with gifts or acts of kindness. Maybe at Christmas time you bought a special gift for the individual. Maybe birthday comes around and something there accompanied that love. Or you probably did something special on Valentine's Day, for example. And so you did not just say that you love, but your love was accompanied by something else. The question is, for me today, and maybe for you, is that why his son, his one and only son, he could have given us another person, or someone else, or maybe another great prophet. But God knew that ultimately it will take his son's blood on the cross to free us from sin and wrong. No other gift would have been able to do that. And God knew that very well, because in the past, people have honored the blood of goats and rams and sheep, and every year they did the same thing to atone for their sin. God saw that was not enough, and only the blood of his son. So he gave to show his kindness to us. I want for us to look at Jesus' kindness. What did Jesus do to show his kindness? In Luke 4:18 to 19, it says this: "The Spirit of God is on me, because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight from the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." That is a lot of kindness to mankind. Throughout Jesus' ministry, from village to village, from place to place, he showed kindness to the people. So much so that everywhere that Jesus went, the people followed him, and he touched the hearts and lives of people. He made the lame to walk. He caused the blind to see. He made the deaf to hear. He healed all manner of diseases and sickness. That's kindness. He was kind to Mary and Martha after the death of their brother. He tried to comfort them. "Don't worry, your brother is just sleeping." Jesus said, "Show me the place where they have laid him." And the response he got, that it has been 4 days since he died and he probably is stinking by now. But Jesus insisted and said, "Show me the place where they laid him." And Jesus went to that place and he says, "Lazarus, come forth." And Lazarus was reunited back with his sisters. It's a good thing that Jesus called Lazarus by name, because if he did not, the whole graveyard would have come out walking. But he did that. So Lazarus came forward, and Jesus showed kindness to Mary and Martha. Jesus was kind to the very end of his life. He said to the thief on the cross next to him that, "Today you will be with me in paradise." While on the cross, before he gave up his life, in Luke 23 and verse 34, Jesus says, "Forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." In his pain and suffering, he still showed kindness to the people, regardless of what they have done to him. We need to be kind to ourselves. We pray what we generally call the Lord's Prayer, And part of it says, forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And he has forgiven us, regardless of our past. But we have difficulty being kind and forgiving to ourselves. We allow our past to hold us in bondage and prevents us from reaching our full potential in our walk with Christ. Let's stop beating ourselves over the head, realizing that God has been kind and forgiving to us, and let us be kind and forgiving to ourselves and leave the past behind us and move on with our lives. Be kind to yourself. We need to be kind to others. Ephesians 4:32 says this, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Is it always easy to be kind and forgiving to others? No. Being kind and forgiving to our neighbors or to that, you know, obnoxious person in the pickleball court or wherever you might be, or the checkout line. Some may even say they are not deserving of forgiveness. But who are we to say who is deserving of forgiveness and who is not deserving? The scripture says, be kind and forgiving just as God is kind and forgiving and he has forgiven us. I think of Jonah. Jonah did not think that the people of Nineveh needed to be saved. He said to God, when God said to him that, Jonah, I want you to go to Nineveh and preach to those people, he said that he is not going. And God said to him, yes, you are going. One way or another, you are going to go. And of course, God made provision to give him a bumpy ride, a slimy ride to the shores of Nineveh. And he dropped him off there and he realized that he needed to stop fighting and following God. And of course, he went preaching and all the people turned, even some of the leaders turned to God. Just this reminds me of a story of fifth graders who were going back to school after summer. And the teacher asked the kids to write an essay or a composition of what their summer was like. And this five-year-old decided that he was going to write on Jonah on the whale, because the past Sunday, his Sunday school teacher taught them the story about Jonah and the whale and all that happened. So he read the story to the class, and the teacher says, there is no way that that could have happened, because the whale's mouth and the passageway is not big enough to swallow a human being. The little kid says, my teacher said it is true, and I believe my teacher. The little boy would not give up. The teacher insisted that no, it is not possible that this could happen. The little boy eventually said, when I get to heaven, I am going to ask Jonah. The teacher said, what if he went to hell? The little boy says, well, you ask him. Kindness shows that we care. Invite someone or a family for a cup of coffee. Take your favorite chocolate chip cookie to the next door neighbor. A new neighbor may move in the block. Take them a welcome gift. Following Jesus means serving others. That's part of our Christian way of life. Also, kindness builds relationship. When we continue to be kind to our neighbors, to the people that you cross paths with as you walk or as you ride your bike, to the folks in the supermarket, we get to know them better. And now you start calling each other by first name. You are building relationship. You have become friends. And also, kindness opens the door to share Christ. When we have built that relationship with the people that we come in contact with or rub shoulders with on a daily basis, people get to draw closer to us. We get to draw closer to them. They trust us more. Some maybe would come to you and say that I am going through a difficulty in life at this time, and they give you an opportunity to speak into their lives. But because of the kindness that you have shown and because of that relationship that you have developed with them, you are able to teach them and to show them how Jesus Christ can be a part of their lives. My prayer and trust is that when the opportunity arises after we have built our relationship with others, that we would have the opportunity to tell people about our own lives and what God did for us, the change He has brought about in our lives, in hopes that this will take hold of their heart and that they would want to give their heart as well to Jesus Christ. If it all be possible, show kindness to someone this week. I know that we are somewhat homebound and there is not a whole lot we can do to interact with people. But like I said, if it all be possible, wherever you go, you might be going out to do something. But if the opportunity is there, show kindness to someone and let them know that God loves them. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today, and we thank you for what it means to us. And I pray, O God, that after this morning, we're going to have a new understanding of what kindness is all about. And help us to see that this was part of God's nature. And that nature has been passed on to us. And now this has become part of our DNA, where we have to show kindness to others because that's who we are. And help us, O God, that regardless of what someone may have done to us, to hurt us, whatever the situation might have been, that we will still show kindness, because we believe that kindness will go a long way, even to the place where someone would ask us, why are you so kind? Giving us the opportunity to say that it is because of Jesus Christ, who made the difference in our lives. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.